Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We are here at the United Wrestling Council Radio. It's me, your host, Sonia, with my two co-hosts, Lance and Luis. How's it going, everybody?
Hello, everybody from Moreno Valley, California. How's it going?
See you there. Oh, I guess we lost Lance. Luis, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you today? How's your day?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just working and then now doing the podcast. Yep, we lost Lance. I'm going to send him the number so he can call back in when he is able to. So,
okay.
I know I asked you how is it going, but have you got any exciting wrestling things going on?
Well, I just heard of, it might be a rumor going on between the Usos kicking off, what was I going to tell you? The Rio Brothers are going to kick off a feud leading to WrestleMania 40. Have you heard about that one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, rumors are going around saying that they're going to kick off the feud during the Royal Rumble event. So they're going to have an altercation during the Rumble, and it's going to lead on a storyline that's going to lead a real fight on WrestleMania 40.
Wow. Lance, are you there? You back?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
There he is.
Welcome to United Wrestling Council Radio, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Lance Winters, having the time of my life. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Sonia and Luis. How are you guys doing? It's been great to see and hear from you guys.
I'm doing good. You
Once
know,
again.
Always just a few technical difficulties.
Once again, hello from Moreno Valley, California, guys. Sonia and myself were just talking about a feud going on between the two twins, the Uso brothers. Did you hear that about that, Lance?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything pen to paper. I've seen conspiracies and thoughts of what could be. I know they've been wanting to have the WrestleMania moment against each other. We thought we were going to have something earlier this year. I heard rumors about Rikishi being the referee. But until it all happens, man, it's all smoke in the air, baby. It might not even happen.
Yep.
Maybe Jay joins the Bloodline by WrestleMania. There's been talks of the Dynasty getting bigger, Bloodline growing. There might be new members by then. But what you're telling me, that's something I buy a ticket for to watch, because these two guys have done some major damage as tag teams, as you guys know. And even when Jimmy was away, Jay was putting in that main event work. So, yeah, that'd be great to see them go at it, and they put on a showcase for sure. WrestleMania 40.
I would love to see the Royal Rumble event because, like I said, rumors are going, and it's going to be on fire.
Well, talking about the Royal Rumble, quick question, guys. Who thinks going to win the Royal Rumble? Never mind, Sonia. You're going to go for Cody Rhodes. I'm going for LA Knight. What do you think, Luis?
You know what? As the Undertaker's protege, I think LA Knight is going to take it.
Yeah.
And how it's playing right now, LA Knight is getting pushed big time.
Yeah, they're going to rock it on that, man.
Cody Rhodes can be the last one, you know, with LA Knight. I would like that. I'm a big Cody Rhodes fan myself.
So we're going to jump into a little bit of Monday
right
Night Raw. let you guys know what's going on. As you guys know, the new merger happened between WWE, all that fun stuff. But I'll let you guys know also, at 7:15, we're going to have Tony Reyes, guys. That's right. Tony Reyes is going to be here. He's going to talk to us about his feud with Bull Rope match with Kayam. And he's going to let us know about his new show, 3PWA, Can't Hold Us Down, November 4th in Cypress, California. So make sure you guys are ready for that, because you all know Tony Reyes. He's hard. He's running. He's hitting hard as a bull and running fast as a ram. You get the little joke over there? Miss Kayam loves the ram, Mr. Chivo. But he did not walk out that one headstrong. But yeah, let's go back into that Raw real quick. How do you guys feel now? The world of UFC, the world of WWE, is now under the head brand TKO Productions. Sonia?
I don't know. I think it's crazy. I do watch both, so maybe a merger is great because you're going to see a lot of crossovers between fighters probably too.
Luis, yourself?
It's going to be great merge. I just hope to see some real UFC fighters taking it up with some WWE superstars, you know. I think it's going to be – I want to see that Roman Reigns and Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, my God.
Conor sucks. That's been talked about for a while. And Tony's opinion is right out the door. No, there is talk about stuff like that. More along the lines of retired UFC people transitioning into WWE, not so much the active roster. But, yeah, it looks like Conor McGregor, he's been interested. He's been saying it for years. He's about to go to WWE, lay a SmackDown, all that good jazz. So we'll have to wait and see. But I'm excited to see the potential, like you said, the crossbreeding between UFC fans, WWE fans. Someone who's not excited about this is Dana White. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but Dana White is over here saying, I don't like this.
Well, you know, Dana White lost the majority of stakes in 2016 when Endeavor bought UFC. So right now that they merged with WWE, which Dana White doesn't really like, I mean, it took a hit on him.
Good.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because now he's got smaller control of this company. How do you hate Dana White? Let's jump into that real quick.
I just hate his stupid red face.
I mean, just imagine. I mean, Dana White doesn't really like WWE. He always thought of it as a circus. And now, with WWE owning, 51%? And
Endeavor is going to be owning 51%.
Yeah.
And then
WWE has
49%. McMahon has 34% himself.
Yeah, he's still in the executive creative role. He's still got some power, but this Monday was the end of the year. It was the last Monday Night Raw. I was run under Vince McMahon, and it's crazy to think.
It started
at a $1 million acquisition from his dad and turned it into a $9.3 billion a trade-off.
Yeah.
Imagine. What were you saying?
That's like hitting the lottery twice.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. What would you do? Would you go to Disneyland your first time?
Disneyland at that point.
The first time I was in Disneyland, I was, 9 years old, and the last time was last February. I've only been to Disneyland twice in my life.
Disneyland is just too damn expensive. I've been there a few times.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time we went, and I believe my parents paid like $25 for the ticket. And now
the last time I
took my kids, it was like $500 each. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's not worth it unless you get the annual pass.
There. It's not like you can hang out there for the weekend at that price. You know, you're paying just for one day, and there's two parks, I believe, so you got to pick and choose, and that goes from 500 to 700 or whatnot. That's just like a standard U.S. jump. And the worst part is...
Isn't it more now because it's the Marvel campus, the Star Wars, California, and the regular Disney?
It is more because you have to buy the... I think you have to buy the jumper ticket. Like, you can go one day to one park and the other day, the next day the other. Or you can go on the same day, both parks, but you have to divide your time. And it takes, what, like 2 hours to get in one ride?
Yeah, you might as well do the 2 days.
It's totally a scam. You might as well just go to Knott's Berry Farm. That's my opinion, you know? Just kind of save money and maximize the fun you have. Because like you said, you're spending 2 hours in line and you got two parks to go to and you got a bunch of kids that want to go to the bathroom every 20 minutes. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't have kids myself. I can just only imagine, you know, the kids sitting there in line, not the most patient.
Not to mention the food court line.
That's what about another Universal Studios now for Mario World?
You know what? I think it sucks.
Really?
I went. Yeah, I mean, you make a big, big line to stare at a monitor and do. Have you been to that ride? I think it's what is it? Toy Story in Disneyland.
No.
Where you shoot the laser gun. You do the same thing in the Mario Brothers, all right. It's just like you shoot with the laser gun, and that's it. That's all the big fuss. I mean, the place itself, it's beautifully decorated, but not my cup of tea.
Yeah. That's crazy. I thought it would be even, like I don't know. I think they would put more effort into some Mario Karting.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. Like, they were going to give you your own card and drive it around a circle or something, you know?
Yeah.
and on top of that, they still make you buy a wristband so you can actually get your points validated, which sucks.
I actually heard a lot of people complain about that. All right. So let's talk about the NXT Women's Championship, guys.
Wow, that was a banger. I loved it.
Yeah, Trish and Becky those two girls are crazy. Like, Becky's crazy, Trish is crazy, and they give it all.
That was a 5-star match. I hadn't seen a 5-star match from WWE in a long time. What was it? The last 5-star match was between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But Becky, it was a nice match. What do you guys think about that?
Lance, what do you think about that?
You know, I don't believe him. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing the man. You know, I'm not too fond of Cody. I don't think Cody can produce a 5-star match yet. When he does, I'll probably have the same attitude.
That's why we fight. Because he's always talking shit about my Cody.
Let's talk shit about his
Cody.
But
what about
your
tribal chief?
That's not my
tribal chief. That's your tribal chief. That's everyone's tribal chief. Put a finger in the sky right now and acknowledge him. He ain't here right now, but he's coming. He's the reigning, defending, undisputed.
Are you talking about Seth?
Seth is going to break his back one day. He play around too much.
Hey.
He's that kid that's like...
Remember, Seth is the number one IPW 500, you know? What do you think about that list?
He's definitely a workhorse. Definitely deserves it from, you know, how hard he works and the performances he gives out. Like, I'm telling you, he's that kid that plays in traffic, and he's like, I didn't get hit by a car. How many times are you going to play in traffic before you end up like Frogger? You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like he's taking it too hard. He needs to slow down, especially if he really does have this lower back injury that could be catastrophic to his health. But congratulations on being number one. Pretty cool to be on the PWI Insider Top 500 and then to beat the top out of the 500. It's pretty cool.
And not to go that far, Cody was number 10.
Yeah, all the way down there, number 10. You forgot who number 2 and number 3 were, right? The Shield's still strong. They might be divided, but they're still holding it down.
Hey, you know what?
We're going to go take a little quick break.
Yeah, we're going to take a little quick break, and then we'll be calling Tony Ray's after this commercial.
Oops. Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
All right, so let's give Tony a call.
Hopefully he answers.
Tell me about it.
Everybody sees a New York number and like, no.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Tony.
You're
on United Wrestling Radio.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Sonia.
We're calling you from
United Wrestling Council Radio.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Oh, you didn't hear? Did it cut off when I introduced myself at the beginning?
It did.
Oh, sorry about that. I have Lance and Luis, my co-host, joining me as well.
Hold on just
a
minute.
Hey, Tony, how are you? Is he okay?
Hello? I don't know if everybody's there.
Louis, I don't hear. I think Tony, are you there?
Like, hold on a minute. Give the man some time. Let him adjust.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Can't rush greatness, you know what I'm saying?
There's too many voices.
I have a mic check issue.
All right, I'm here.
There you go. Tony, my man, how you
doing?
How have you been?
Good. What's going on, guys?
Well, we had some technical difficulties last week. We were supposed to have you on to talk about your bull rope match with Kayam. But now that we're here today, I want to know, how are you feeling? Are you shaking off any injuries? I know Kayam was the worst for wear after that match, but how are you feeling walking out of UWC with the win under your belt?
It was a hard-fought match, man. Every time I'm in the ring with Kayam, he hits me with some. He hit me with everything that day.
And the cowbell. I was right there, and, man, he was giving it to you.
You know, I like to think that that's my go-to match, and I tell you what, he beat the heck out of me with my own cowbell, you know.
Yeah, he was even choking you out with it. That got me concerned because I'm like, I can't break it up after 5 seconds. You know, I'm sitting here in the ring. This is my first time, you know, being a referee for a bull rope match like that. So I have to ignore the 5 counts. I have to ignore the possible disqualifications. And I can see the light in your eyes starting to fade out. And I was very concerned. But at the end of the day, like you said, this is your niche match. So I gave all the faith to you. You came back. You busted open Kayam, and you got the 1-2-3. With the advantage, the momentum leading into our next show. So I want to congratulate you on that big win. Very nice to see Big Man Tony stomping out that little old man goat. Me and Sonya go back and forth. Sonya didn't want you to win, by the way. I have full support of you, Tony.
I love you, Tony, when I go Los Chivos.
Oh, man, come on now. Hey, me and Kayam, we go back quite a ways, you know, and all the respect in the world to the Chivos,
And, you know, here's the thing. He's always down for a fight, good, bad, yeah. or ugly. That's why he wears the mask. So.
Hey, I wear a mask too. I remember last time I said, oh, I'm beautiful inside now. I'm prettier than Sonia.
Oh, wow.
Of
shots
course
fired.
You are.
I'm about to referee the next match. I can see it now.
Hey, last time I got hit with the cowbell was back in 2003, I believe.
All I was thinking of in that match, I was like, all I need is some more cowbell.
The cowbell always travels with me, so you never know.
All right, now Tony wants to hit me with the cowbell.
Hey, the cowbell is equal opportunity. That's all I'm saying.
Is the cowbell calling me out?
I think it's calling me out.
The cowbell is EOE, equal opportunity. You get in the cowbell's way, it's going to hit you.
Man, yeah, no, but that match was crazy. The way Chiam was just bleeding and the chunks that he was spitting of you out into the audience. No bueno.
I saw the opportunity to, you know, I saw a little bit of trickle on his chin. And I took that cowbell and I just split him open with it and just kept going. So.
Yeah, that match was pretty brutal.
What went through your head after you saw all that blood, Tony?
It's not the first time. Not too long ago, he actually split me open with a chair and shaved my head. So we'll call that payback.
I like that.
Let's just say me and him, I think we're square. I hope.
At least he had good skills.
But, you know.
So are you calling it even with Chivo, Tony? Was that the last
match
you guys together? Did you call it?
You know, he's still calling for a rematch, you know, because me and Sean Black, we interrupted his whole, that original gimmick, and, you know, he still has, for some reason, Chiam, he's infatuated with me. So I don't think it's going to be the last time you see us in the ring together. So I'm sure we're going to cross paths again, you know, probably sooner than later. You never know what Manny and the UWC is going to do. So.
Infatuation is a strong word, and it's true because even after the match, he was coming at you on the promos talking about, I didn't have my partner last time. I don't have my partner. So like you say, he might be coming after you sooner than later. And you got Sean Black in your corner. There's nothing really to worry about.
That's just it. You know, I've been running solo for a while now. So, my regular tag team partner's been MIA. You know, he's off running, doing his own thing, running around. You know, Biggie Biggs, he's running. He's been pretty busy hitting up all these other shows. So, you never know.
Hey, Tony, maybe there's a new hire coming in to UWC. Maybe your tag team partner with you, you know? There's a bunch of new talent coming over.
With who?
I said there's a lot of new talent coming over to UWC. There's a lot of surprises coming up back off for the next show. So maybe you find a tag team partner there.
You never know. You never know. Worst comes to worst, I do have a deep phone book with a lot of people in it. Owe me a lot of favors.
back here in that you definitely have been in the game for some time. You've acquired some friendships. You've also acquired some mutual interest, you know, because not everyone's your friend, but, you know, there are some people who owe you favors. So I'm glad to hear that Tony Reyes will not be alone if he ever is put in a situation like that. And like I said, even if nobody picks up the phone, that cowbell is right there in your hands. But I want to switch over a little bit and talk about 3PWA Can't Hold Us Down, November 4th in Cypress, California. Can you give us a little, what's going on there? I saw the flyer,
well,
but I'm still inquiring, as you say.
I'm going to give you a little background first. As everybody knows, you know, my wrestling ring, my trailer, everything was stolen from me.
Wow.
You know, it hurt me. It's hurt us bad. We've been quiet for a long time. It put me in a dark place, and I had to make a decision what I wanted to do. Anybody that knows me knows that, you know, I have been in the business for a long time. And, you know, my friend D'Lo Brown, he looked at me square in the face and said, what are you going to do? What makes you happy? Does this make you happy? What made me happy was having all my own stuff, being able to run my own show, being able to rep my ring to people like Manny, being able to, you know, show my support in other ways like that with other companies. And
yeah,
for somebody to come and take all my stuff, you know, I thought, you know what, it's time to, you know, we're setting up a GoFundMe page, so hopefully some people will help donate a little bit. And, you know, we got a little bit of insurance money coming. We're hoping that we can get back on our feet and get up, start replacing everything. But a lot of the proceeds to the show, you know, we do a lot of fundraising for the American Legions. So in spite of that, the American Legion is also helping us out with the rental fee this time. So because of that, you know, we're getting a piece of that action back.
That's awesome.
So we're, you know, they're helping us, we're helping them, and it's a win-win all the way around. So I'm planning on this being one of the biggest shows in SoCal. November 4th. We are going to, if you guys remember, a while back we had a champion by the name of Sarge. He retired as a champion with the Legion of Valor title. We are going to crown a new Legion of Valor champion November 4th at Cypress, California. So it's going to be a big night. There's going to be a lot of action. All the boys are already signed up. So it's going to be, we're going to have people like AJ Mana. We got Mikey O'Shea, Robbie Phoenix, the American Punk. I mean, the list goes on. So, and if I'm not mistaken, I even got a referee named, what's his name? Lance, Winners, right? It's a
Hey, that's me. Yes, I
so
will be there later.
It's
so going to
be a great show. I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so glad that you, you know, after having your ring stolen, that you're getting, you know, it fixed and all that. You know, like, I'm glad you deserve that. You deserve to get it back together.
So please, when you guys see this stuff on social media, please share it. Please help out. Please donate. Anything you guys could do to help out would be great. And please come to the show, show your support. It's going to be an awesome show.
Tag me on that so I can follow and, you know, count me in as well, Tony. You know, you can come with Lewis and you know, attending the show as well.
Right on.
We'll be there.
Yeah,
showing
awesome.
The show.
You should announce your social media too so people can find it.
Unfortunately, I don't have all that in front of me. I'm actually out and about at the moment, which my I do have a social media team. If you hit us up on the Facebook, on my Facebook, or on the 3PWA website, we're putting the flyers out, and all that information will be on the flyers. I wish I could recite everything, but I do get hit in the head for a living, so I can't just recite all the Twitter tags and .coms and the gimmicks. So
don't worry, Tony, I got your back. I'm here for you. If you guys are on Instagram, you can follow 3PW Alliance. That's right, 3PW Alliance on Instagram. Also, if you're on Facebook, look up Tony Reyes. You can even look up my name, Lance Winters, as I shared that post today. The event page is on Facebook, so you can get in contact with us there. When the link comes out for the GoFundMe, I will also be pushing it and plugging it and tagging everybody in there as well. If you can't contribute any money, you could always share it and bring awareness to other people who might be able to help. But 3PWA can't hold us down November 4th this year in the American Legion Post 295 in Cypress, ladies and gentlemen. It's confirmed. Your boy Lance Winters will be there refereeing. I have a lot of respect for Tony. He's been there for me since day one, showing me the ropes, guiding me in any way he can, teaching me most importantly how to duck a hit so I don't clobber myself looking the other way. So I'm going to give back, and I'm going to do what I can to help make this show be awesome. So you guys be there too, and it'll be even more awesome, okay?
Hey, guys, I want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to get it out there and help me promote this. I want to thank Manny for giving me the opportunity to work for him and wrestle for him. Thank you for the time, guys. I appreciate you.
Well, any following you, Tony, I'll just find your page and count us in, okay?
All right, we'll do, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye, Tony.
All right, bye-bye.
Stay safe.
All right, we're going to reset right now and play another commercial.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Alrighty, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is United Wrestling Council Radio. We just had the man, the myth, the legend himself, Tony Reyes, joined us. He gave us his thoughts about the bull rope match, busting open Cayenne with that cowbell, sing that old goat home with the W, or with the L, I'm sorry. And he just announced, me, Lance Winters, the referee of the evening, will be there at 3PW Can't Hold Us Down, November 4th in Cypress, California. I hope to see you guys there. How you guys feeling? How you guys feeling after talking to Tony? He's pretty great, huh?
Yeah, he's
an awesome guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Tony's cool. Him losing his ring, like, I seen him the day that happened, so it was very freaking sad. Like, he was so angry and trying to keep it together and put on a wrestling show was probably very hard work for him that day. You know, but I'm glad that he's having help. People are going to help him. Definitely donate to his GoFundMe, and hopefully he gets everything back to where he used to be, and even better.
Are you going to have a match during his show, Sonia?
What?
Are you going to have a match during his show?
No.
Maybe do a little ring announcing with that radio voice that you have. You can maybe call a match. You can introduce me to the ring as referee Winters or something, you know, a little something, something.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, Lance.
No, my voice sounds horrible.
No, you got this. Well, if anything, I appreciate your support being there in the ringside. Because if I throw the X up, I want you to run in there not smiling and make sure I'm okay. Because like I was saying in the bull rope match, I almost got hit with that cowbell because I was looking to the left for 1/2 second, you know. So it just shows things get dangerous really fast. And I'm glad that Lewis and yourself will be there to help me out. At least give me that support, you know, because it's only going to be my second referee gig that I know of so far. I might have something in between, but I think that's just going to be my second gig. But, oh, man, I can't it's such a horrible thing when not only did your ring get taken, but your ring and your trailer. Like, who takes the whole trailer, man?
Yeah.
Like, that's some next-level burglary right there. Lewis, in the business that you run, you know, you run Little Miss Green Boutique. You have a couple other hats, another hands and some hats. Have you had anything like that happen to you negatively where it just like messed up your day or messed up the event you're going to?
Actually not get like my trailer stolen, but I have had like, we accept like payments through Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. And,
yes.
not that long ago, there was this lady who created another account with the same picture, almost the same name as the payment. And she was sending us pictures the payments were made. So we wouldn't check. We just mailed those stuff out. So she ended up taking away about 1,200 on merchandise. You know, and she kept doing it for about, you know, 2-3 months. And we didn't notice until the last time that she said that she had sent the payments, but I didn't receive any. So I double-checked. I checked the picture she sent, and I noticed that one letter was changed. And you know, it looked identical to my payment methods. So that's why we didn't, you know, catch it at the beginning. But
yeah.
it feels pretty nasty when people steal from you, you know. It takes a lot of effort to get merchandise and, you know, sell it, you know.
It's so sad that people do that to people who are just like, not like, okay, when they do it to corporations, okay, I don't care. But when they do it to hardworking people who are just trying to take care of their families, it really makes me so angry.
Well, Sonia, you got to remember, I'm a big corporation, or at least I will be one day. So what you're saying could potentially hurt my feelings in the future. I want to be a big mega corp as big as Walmart, as big as Target, okay? So if someone steals from me, you're going to break
Walmart
my heart.
And Target. Oh, sorry. But still, your insurance could afford it.
Okay, that's a little different. I understand that. But no, yeah, definitely hard when you're a self-made man, you're a self-made company, and then you have someone scam you like that. It's definitely got to be one of the most disheartening feelings ever since, you know, you did it yourself from the ground up. You built everything, and then to watch someone else just pick up their checks, ooh, I'd be mad. Were you ever able to find that person, beat them up with a cowbell or something?
A cowbell, throw the ring on down, you know, throw them from the top rope.
Just bury them underneath
it. And finish it up with the tombstone.
There you go. That's my go-to. Anytime someone does me wrong, I always threaten. The first thing that happens is a botched pile driver, and I'll do it however way you want it. I can do the Owen sit down and break your neck. I can do the tombstone and just drop you on your head. But no, man, people who do that are the lowest of scum. Hackers, scammers, con artists, any of that sort is definitely not welcomed in our business. So moving forward, just so anybody's listening, if we catch you, we're going to throw you in the back and we're going to handle you accordingly. We're going to beat you down like in the 80s.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Put a right hat as a right back on their head and beat them up with the hammer.
Oh, man. He's got that cerebral assassin vibes, that Triple H feeling with that hammer. Got me a little worried. Make sure. That's why I always keep my nose clean, because you never know who's on the other side. Like I said, Lewis could have been someone who's like, oh, yeah, it's whatever. It's not a problem. But then again, like you just said, Lewis could be the guy who's like, well, I'm going to put that bag over your head and I'm going to bash you in with a baseball bat until I start seeing colors again. So,
yeah,
you never mess with nobody, guys, because you never know what other people are capable, especially nowadays. I know we're going back into the UFC, but UFC people, you know, they don't look the biggest, they don't look the toughest, but they are probably one of the most craziest people. And nowadays, you don't know what anyone's capable of. I can learn some karate, I can learn some MMA, and, you know, I'm not that intimidating until I got you on the mat. Yeah.
Look at Jello. She looks like a little tiny
Jello.
Ass thing.
And she'll probably take me down
tiny.
If I look at her the wrong way.
She definitely can.
But you
I
know what?
Recently, people Tony size.
Yeah. Wrestling and MMA is two different things, like completely different. I mean,
yeah,
I've done taekwondo, and I've done wrestling, and you know, it's the mix of everything with MMA. You know, it's not. I don't think how do I put this? Wrestling is it comes from the heart, and then UFC or mixed martial arts comes from the range, you know? Like, did I explain myself, Sonia?
I don't know.
MMA is more like
anger. MMA is like, I don't know. MMA is like, it takes, well, we have PG Jello here to freaking explain it. Come here. What is your take on MMA? Like, do you have more heart for MMA? And then, like, for wrestling? Wait, what do you mean? Like, okay, Luis, ask her your question.
Okay, so what do you think about MMA? You have more heart on MMA, or do you have more heart with wrestling?
Like, for pro wrestling, though?
Yeah.
MMA.
Yes.
MMA takes my heart. I think.
Like, it takes more heart to do MMA?
Yeah. No, actually, I would say, yeah, MMA, because you actually have to, like, take a hit and actually have to hurt people because, you know, if you're doing UFC, guess what? You got to break that person's arm to win or you got to knock them out or, you know, but pro wrestling, it's like you – yeah, you just got to tap them or, like, pin them down, and that's quits. So I think MMA is more hard. And I remember hurting myself a lot and then still going out there and doing what I got to do to train and to win my match.
So MMA is more physical, you're saying, right?
Yeah. That's what she's saying.
I would agree. I mean, I've never been in the MMA ring. I've been in a WWE, not WWE ring, but I've been in a wrestling ring. You know, I had a match or two. And, yeah, I can probably assume that MMA, you got that that fight or flight reflex going on where you're like, oh, man, like, I got to take this guy out or this guy's going to take me out, you know. It's not usually won. MMA is not usually won by pinfall, you know, or submission. It's usually tap out or knockout. So I can only assume MMA is harder and takes more heart. To like PG Jello said, you can get injured and you still got to get in there because if you don't break that guy or that guy or gal is going to end up breaking you.
Break
and that's
you.
Something I'm terrified with. Yeah, and I can't bring a gun in an MMA fight. You know, I can't bring a kendo stick or even a bull rope. So, yeah, I would probably say,
yeah,
I probably agree with you guys, even though I haven't had any experience.
Yeah, I agree. That's why she walked in at the perfect time right now.
And thank you for her explanation.
Yeah, shout out to PG Jello. We appreciate you being on. so getting back to the WWE side, Nia Jax returned Monday night after the main event with Rhea Ripley, and she just dominated, assaulted, and probably left her a little battered and bruised after the match. What are you guys' general opinions on Nia Jax? Because there's a rumor saying that she's unsafe. She's dangerous, but then at the other time, maybe that's just a fan's reaction. So, Lewis, we'll start with you. What do you think about Nia Jax in general, and then what do you think about her return?
You know what? I like Nia Jax. My son personally doesn't like her, but I think she's a powerhouse that needs to be there because just having Rhea beating up everybody except Raquel, I mean, she needs somebody else to beat her up too, you know?
Exactly. Like, I met her at WrestleCon, and she was the sweetest, nicest lady I've ever met. But she is kind of like a force, you know? Like, when she walks in the room, she's like, boom, there, you know? Like, she tossed around Rhea like a little doll in that match. And then the way she earned at the end of that match, I mean, and then the way Rhea looked, she was just like defeated. It looked like it was just funny. I love Nia Jackson, and she was so cool to meet.
I think that was one of Beanie Mac's best calls before he left, you know, before he left being in charge.
Yes, definitely. It sounds like a last-minute deal that he made sure she was on the roster.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you guys. Like, yeah, Rhea's been tearing apart the whole Raw division. I don't want to be that guy, but I think a lot of the more dominant women are on SmackDown right now. When you think about Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Bayley, et cetera. So I think it's good to have Miss Jax over here on Raw to give her a little more of a competition, give her a little scare, you
exactly.
know? And it's funny how not all of a sudden Becky Lynch runs off and she don't want to be on Raw, but she wants to go on NXT and she wants to challenge NXT development talent. Like, she's so big and bad. Let's run it back between Nia Jax and Becky Lynch. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, another broken
Nia, or Becky Lynch is so small compared to Nia. She's totally dominating. Yeah. Ragdoll. Toss her around like one. By her hair, probably.
Yeah, that would explain why she was on NXT this Tuesday. She decided to take on Tiffany Stratton, the NXT Women's Champion, who's still a Women's Champion in my eyes, even though I know it was a clear loss or the, you know, a clean loss or whatnot. But, yeah, now that Becky's over here on NXT, do you think she's going to be on NXT for a while defending that belt, avoiding Miss Jax? Because as everybody knows, it was 2017, the Survivor Series build-up, where Nia Jax just potatoed Becky Lynch, gave her the bloody face, which started her whole new persona as the man, you know? So that's why I was just laughing about it, because you're the man, but then when the irresistible force, Miss Nia Jax, comes back, now you want to be on the developmental team? You want to beat down Tiffany Stratton, who's, you know, still in developmental in her own rights, but she's still a top thug. And, yeah, just it just makes me wonder, is that a reason why Becky Lynch went off to NXT for the next couple of, who knows, you know?
That makes a lot of sense, though. I don't think she wants to go for the against Nia so soon. She needs to develop some more to go against her.
Maybe Nia comes back to NXT and run her over with, you know, with Becky.
That would be a big pop, I'm not going to lie, because we all know both those women started out in the NXT days, the original NXT days. So that would be really cool. You know, Becky has a title match or something, and then just kind of like Rhea Ripley after the match or even during the match just pops up like, hi, bitch, it's me. And, you know, because Nia Jax, like you said, at WrestleCon, she's so nice. She's so friendly. She's got that big, beautiful smile. But when she's on TV, when she's on the program, she's got that stone-cold, mean mugging look,
yeah.
You know, and you can tell she ain't playing no game. She can turn that switch on really quick, and that's what I enjoy about Nia personally.
Those eyes look like burning a hole through someone.
Yeah,
but
you got an attitude of match.
You like the face, Nia, or you like the heel, Nia Jax?
Heel. I like her as a heel.
I like the woman. So whether she's a face, and she's over here cracking jokes at people or, you know, behind the scenes. She's just part of that reality show, right? With the women of wrestling, and they were behind
Divas?
The scenes on. Yeah, Total Divas, there you go. Because even then, she was enjoyable. She was funny. She was cracking jokes at people, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she still got that dominator vibe. You know, I don't think Rhea could pull it off, you know, being face and heel or switching off. I think Rhea's as thick as a heel. There's no face I can see out of her. Those days are gone.
I don't
she dropped the blonde hair, you know.
Agreed.
I don't think she was a big. I don't think Rhea was a big superstar when she was a face. I think being a heel was. I think it was a 360 all around.
But I feel like it takes more work to be a face than to be a heel, because you could piss people off really easily. It takes a lot for you to get them to love you.
That's why it's hard for Cody to win over my heart, man. He's just too, he needs to work on his skills a little better. You know, he's no gold dust on the mic, I'm going to say that. But he does have his talent. He does have his skill. Okay, calm down. We're not going to fight. Like I said, I'm giving him his props. Okay, chill out. Chill out, Sonya. He's still got it. But The reason why I brought up Nia Jax's return and how dominant she is because, yeah, we're talking about the women's division is a little flat. It's, you know, at least on the Monday Night Raw side. But this last Saturday, we had the return in AEW's Collision of Jade Cargill. Now, Jade Cargill, she was on a, well, I want to say 60, 80, 100-day reign as a TBS champion, and she came back last Saturday to take out the person who took her belt, Chris Stratlander. And, you know, people are talking, oh, yeah, she's back. But then we're also hearing news that Cargill came back to finish up her career in AEW because it's not confirmed, but it's rumored that she might be making her way to WWE. Now, I want to know if you guys know of Jade. She's got nice size. She's got a good stature. She's a strong woman pretty much, you know. And I want to know if you guys, how you think she would go up against Nia Jax now that we have all these women coming to Raw. Do you think that'd be a good thing, a bad thing, a little mix in the middle?
I don't know.
How tall is she?
Let me look up her stats.
Tell me how you feel while I look up her.
Oh, she's 5'10". So I don't know. She looks very, like, I'm looking at the pictures of her just because I needed to refresh my memory. But she looks so big. Like, she's very tall. So I think she could have a good shot against Nia. I'm actually interested to see that. I hope she is on her way to WWE now.
You think she'll go first with Nia or straight to Rhea?
No, I want her to go to Nia.
So, like, make a pop and go through everyone and just, you know,
well,
get
I mean,
in line.
Well, but I don't think she could go straight to the champion right away. Like, she should friggin' have a few matches with some lower people and then work her way up.
Yeah, not
what
everyone needs to have the Cody Rhodes jump.
What if Jade comes to NXT, takes out Tiffany Stratton,
Calm down. Okay. Tiffany Stratton has a lot on her plate already. She already had Becky two belts. The man come after her. The last thing she needs is a new hungry competitor coming after her when she's clearly been dominating the women's division down there for, I want to say, over a year now since she's won that belt, you know? So I understand what you're saying, putting her in developmental, but I think she's a star. Like, would you want Cody to come out of AEW and jump into NXT and have to work his way back up? You know what I mean? I feel like Jake has that kind of star power where she can just jump right onto the main roster.
That's just me.
I mean, they could have done something else with Cody, like make him work his way up and win the NXT championship and then put him, you know, run.
I like the way they did with Cody because he's too big to start from the beginning.
But, you know, I love the way that they worked that out because at the end, it sold tickets, you know?
Yeah. Now Ronda Rousey is who they made it should start from the beginning.
Yeah, they gave her a strong push. They put her right into that. I believe her first one was that WrestleMania moment where she tagged with Kurt Angle and took on the McMahon family, Triple H and Stephanie. Right? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Kind of my historian.
You know, it started back in WrestleMania 31. I was personally there. I was at the Levi Stadium, and it's this little backstory on this. I was sitting down in the ground floor, and she got up to go to the bathroom, so I go after her, and she passed right in front of me, and I try to high-five her, and here comes this big, bald dude with a big, you know, beard, and he shoves me right back to the fans. I'm like, shit, what the hell just happened? I got shoved by... I got shot by Ronda Rousey's bodyguards.
Was it her bodyguard or was it her husband, Travis Brown?
I don't think it was her husband. I think it was a big bodyguard because I felt the push. I was like, what the hell? That was my WrestleMania moment.
There you have it. WrestleMania 31, you'll forever remember trying to get close to Ronda and just having the full force of a man, you know, put you back down in the crowd. That's crazy, man. I haven't had my WrestleMania moment yet, but I hope it's not as not terrifying, but as shocking as that. Because in that situation, I pull out the strap. Anyways, man, we had some great times tonight. I'm glad that we had Tony Reyes on there with us earlier. Everybody
yep.
knows we got a little homework assignment for this week. That's to check out the Angle documentary
Angle.
On Peacock because
yep.
we're going to talk about that next week. Sonia, are you excited to hear about this? I was telling you a little bit about it today, and you said,
yes.
oh, let me read through it. And then you're like, oh, wait, let me go watch this.
Yeah, no, I want to I want to watch it because Kurt Angle, I I've been there since, like, I've been watching it since he first got to WWE. I didn't like him at first, but he's grown on me so much. When I met him at WrestleCon, he was, like, the nicest dude ever. So I want to watch it, and then we'll discuss it.
Lewis, your opinions on Kurt Angle? Have you seen the documentary?
One of my favorite wrestlers ever. No, I have not, but I will. And to put it out there, I think one of the best matches, like five-star matches that I've seen with Angle, was the one with Brock Lesnar. That rivalry right there is one of the best.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar is crazy.
And that's a staple to the episode, or not the episode, but to the documentary. So I won't spoil too much, but just know that, like, Kurt Angle's the man, bro. Like, I always thought he was the man when I was a kid, you know, especially post 9/11. I was super Americanized. I was like, yeah, America against the terrorists. Yeah, America number one. I started watching wrestling
yeah.
around that time when he was in WWE. And I was like, look at that. That's my Olympic gold medalist. You know, I kind of had that nationality, that kind of pride behind Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
So when that documentary came out, I definitely learned a lot more about the man, you know, that made the man, you know what I mean? Like, Kurt Angle's always been Kurt Angle, but the road he took, you know, like, it's just crazy to have that much resolve and to have all that bad stuff happen in your life. And you,
yeah.
you know, the ending, I'll just tell you the ending. The ending is him winning the gold medal, but there's so much that happened in between that, man. I hope you guys check it out so we can talk about it next week, because I don't want to spoil nothing for nobody, but it got your bully over here with a tear in his eye.
Lance, up to date, I still want to fucking smack Jake Jarrett's face when I see him live.
Oh, wow. Why is that? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, remember what happened with Kurt Angle's wife, you know, when she left with Jeff Jarrett?
Oh, yeah, in the TNA days when he was Perk Angle, all, you know. Perk Angle was one of the best Kurt Angles we've seen because that man was full intensity. That man was, so at the tail end of his WWE career, if you guys don't know, he was kind of like fizzling out. He was getting burnt out, whatever. He takes some time off. He comes back. He's on the juice in TNA, and he's doing moonsaults off the cage. He's diving off the stage onto Abyss. He was a whole other monster, man. And, man, I could spend a whole hour talking about Kurt Angle and what he wanted to do to Booker T's wife. He wanted to have that kind of, you know, that animal kind of, you know. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just look it up on YouTube. It's one of the funniest promos ever from Kurt Angle. And, yeah, it's good times.
We're going to have a great show next week.
Yes, sir, we are. I'll let you guys know.
Now you have to watch it.
I will, but the thing just starts out with bestiality sex with Booker T's wife.
Yeah, and let's just say those days of TV were wild, man. Like, the stuff you can get away back then. Now we're in the PG era.
Yeah,
he would have been canceled.
Babies.
Yeah, so we got to bring back the tough boy, tough girl attitude. What do you think?
Oh, we have a special guest. We can't even have lingerie match anymore.
What happened?
I said we can't even have those lingerie matches anymore.
Oh, man, you're breaking my heart with that. We're going to have to talk to Manny about that, see if we can have a lingerie match or a bra and panties match or a mud show match. Not the mud show that everyone's used to. I'm talking about crappy wrestling. I'm talking about a mud pit. Manny, I have never refereed a mud pit match. I would love to be there. You can pick the women. I'll pick the winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, Manny, I know you're listening, man. So let's talk about that and make it work. But any last thoughts, you guys, before we head on out of here? Lewis?
Was that Stephanie McMahon versus Jacqueline at the mud match?
Yes, I believe so. And
wait, did you ask him who he would pick for a mud match?
I think on Laz. We got to talk to Manny about
that. I am not picky, Manny. You can put whatever two women you want in a certain age range, certain style, certain physiques, whatever, man. Throw them in there. I won't
it
be
has
slipping
to be Guyana
and sure
Tony
I'm...
Ray.
Oh, man, that sounds like something for you, Sonya. You ever want to be a referee? I'm just teasing you.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, we're running up against the clock now, so let's get serious.
Okay,
next week
ladies
we'll
and
about...
gentlemen.
What?
For all our listeners out there, don't forget to follow Little Green Dress Boutique for a special gift with your order. Little Green Dress Boutique on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. Lance, do you have anything
else
to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you guys are tuning in and listening to me, you can always check me out on Facebook. It's your boy Lance Winters, you know, just Lance Winters. You can catch me on Instagram. I'm a little more active at Bullies on Live. And yeah, as soon as we find out our next guest next week, I'll be plugging that, letting you guys know what's going on. We do have our little homework assignment. We're all going to watch Angle. I'm even going to rewatch and take notes as I watch because that's what I like to do when I watch pay-per-views or when I watch important stuff that I'm going to review. I sit down with a little notepad, so that way as I'm watching the show, I'm like, oh, I like that part. I like that part. I like that part. So we'll do a nice little deep dive discussion into Angle next week. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Sonya, you have anything left to say?
Not really, but that's what I started doing was taking notes for things that I watch so I know what I want to talk about now. So I will
also
be doing that with Angle as well.
That's another homework assignment.
Yes.
Also,
all
if,
right.
you guys
bye, guys.
Follow, if you guys want to follow my social media, Luis Ordonez, if you have any logo or any idea for a shirt, I can do that for you guys. So follow me up at Luis Ordonez, that's ORDONEZ78, on Instagram.
All right. All right, guys, this is United Wrestling Council Radio, and we're out of here.
We're out.